When I walked in the office, the scariest part was the chiropractor had a ponytail, and I wasn't used to seeing doctors with ponytails.
I've had a ponytail.
I have too.
Leslie Frodema is a functional nurse nutritionist.
And so when I walked in and he came out of the exam room in a white coat, looking very professional, but this big ponytail, he put his hand out and said, "Hello, I'm Dr. So-and-so." And I said, "I think I'm in the wrong place."
Welcome to The Genius of Wellness, a podcast brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. Leslie's visit opened her eyes to the power of functional medicine. Today, she works at the Hopkins Medical Group in Greater Boston with doctors Pat Hopkins and Stephen Roberts. Sit back as they discuss their integrated approach, along with the challenges they face in treating patients. So, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Organization survival. How do we survive?
You at least have an opportunity to take a step back and acknowledge that question.
I stepped so far back, I fell off the cliff. Whoops.
But one of the ways to survive is to look at not just new methods of healthcare, but also new structures within office. When did it occur to you that, heck, maybe we ought to come up with a new structure?
Oh, probably 10 years ago. And then about 5 years ago when I met Leslie, and could that make a difference in the way we work together with patients, and that I wasn't doing it all alone.
Leslie, you began your career in intensive care as a nurse.
That's right. I loved having to know when a patient's critically ill, you have to know about all their body systems. So even if you know they're having a heart attack and their heart's primarily affected, their lungs also can become involved. Their kidneys can become involved. You just had to know so much.
How did you go from being an intensive care nurse to what you do now, which is a functional nurse nutritionist?
When I was an intensive care nurse, I had my own health issues. I had a lot of allergies. I had very bad acne.
Your skin looks great, by the way.
Thank you. So one of my friends who was a nurse with me said, you know, you should go see my chiropractor in Cambridge for your skin. And I thought, well, like, that's the most ridiculous thing anybody's ever recommended to me. It's not my back, it's my skin. But I had done 2 years of antibiotics. I had gone to see all the dermatologists at the hospital, and I was just really sick from taking antibiotics for 2 years. And that brought on a whole nother host of problems. So I took a leap of faith, and I went and I met this chiropractor in Cambridge, and he said to me, you should stop eating dairy, stop eating so much flour products, and you need to clean up your gut. This was, you know, 15 years ago. This stuff wasn't so popular. And I thought, what is he talking about? But I was desperate. I had really bad acne.
This is a chiropractor.
Yeah. She told me to just go to him because he was a good healer. And I'll never forget, he gave me this bottle of herbs. They were in Chinese. I couldn't read what he gave me. And I would say to my friends, my fellow ICU nurses, like, if I die, if anything happens, this is what I'm taking. Because I didn't know, right? And I was very rooted in Western medicine. I was working at a Harvard Medical School intensive care unit and teaching environment. And within 3 months, my skin was clear. And within 6 months, my allergies were better. My eczema, which I had since childhood, went away. And I thought to myself, what does this guy in Cambridge know that I didn't learn, or that the doctors who were treating me here didn't know?
That was enough for you to say, hey, I'm going to start getting into...
No, I was ready to leave the intensive care unit setting anyways. So I started my own business. I also started having a family, so I wanted to stay at home more. I just started reading about nutrition more and watching webinars and going to conferences. And I even apprenticed with Oriental medicine practitioners. I would go to their practices. I would see patients with them and learn how they treated people in a more natural way.
Now I could see how the connection happens between you, Leslie, and Pat. Did a light bulb go off?
I must have been thinking, there's so much more I need to offer. One, I don't have the time. Two, I'm in the middle of sort of educating myself. And three, would there be someone that could be in parallel with me in the practice? I knew I was missing a few things. Certainly one was to find somebody who can be, I've just researched this and I've found the great paper here, read it. And likewise, so we could sort of ping pong back and forth as we search that.
How does the baton get handed off from your care of a patient to handing it off to Leslie?
Patients are referred to the practice. They are coming to see me because they don't have a diagnosis most of the time. And it's my job at that point really to figure out what's our first step. And the first step may be blood tests. The first step may be, I don't really understand at this point what the need is. And oftentimes I'll bring Leslie in. I often call her to come in and I'll go, okay, they have this. And she just can, in a heartbeat, say, well, in traditional Chinese medicine, that is liver, or that's kidney. See under their eyes, that's the kidney. See the lower lip, that's large intestine. She has an incredible knowledge of traditional Chinese medicine, which, when the patients hear it, they get so excited. It really isn't. They go, how did you know that? I said, well, if you stay here long enough, we'll figure out your personality as well. But I mean, I've never had anyone that wasn't interested in realizing there's a different way to approach their problem.
So the baton goes to Leslie. Leslie, a patient falls on your lap after one or two visits. What is your checklist?
Well, I start with the game plan that Dr. Hopkins has outlined. One of the benefits of working in a medical group practice versus when I had my own business at home, you know, I would see patients and I would think, or I would see clients at home, and I would think, you know, you could really benefit from these tests. Or if we decrease this medication, you could do this. But I'm not a doctor. I couldn't change their medications. And so it was a constant frustration trying to contact their doctors, work with them. And some of their doctors were interested, but most of them honestly weren't. So here at Hopkins Medical Group, I have the best of both worlds because I work with doctors and nurse practitioners who we all have the same belief. That we want to help patients minimize the use of medications, improve their health as much as possible. So we can kind of go back and forth, just speaking with each other to put in the best plan possible for the patient.
Well, it sounds like this practice offers you, as you're saying, a security net, a safety net.
Right. And I think we offer our patients the best of both worlds. We don't have to choose. Is this a supplement? Is it a medication? We can pick what really works best for that patient, both from a medically safe standpoint and also based on what that individual person would like to pursue.
Let's bring Stephen in at this point because you have talked a lot about the responsibility of a patient.
You know, a lot of times they just don't have the language. They don't have the medical words to really know what it is that they actually need, but they know they need something. And, you know, I think that's actually true of our medical colleagues who actually maybe don't meet the expectation of these patients. The 14 doctors who have seen a patient before, even though they've learned so much in their medical careers, they don't necessarily have the medical words to explain the condition and the illness that they actually see in front of them. And so they're at a loss. The physician who was working with them was desperate to the point that they just couldn't work with them anymore. And the patients are desperate in a lot of ways in which they just want to get better. You know, one of my old mentors had told me that patients come to doctors because of two reasons, either fear or pain. They just want to have someone be able to take at least some of the pain away. And once we do that, I think that becomes empowering of itself. But until you actually take off at least a little bit of the edge of that pain for them in some way, it's really hard for them to really take on that responsibility of their own healthcare.
Well, Leslie, as we know, it's exhausting to be a patient. Do most of the patients you see, do they just feel exhausted and at the end of their rope?
I think a lot of the patients we see have been to many other doctors before. And they come looking for someone to finally help them get better. So yeah, I think they're a little war weary and they have been through a lot. And I think we are able to offer them a range of options that most practices haven't offered them before. We offer them different types of testing. We offer them a nutrition approach. We offer them supplements, but we do it in an integrated way. Whereas many patients before, they've been to an energy worker for some type of treatment, they've been to someone else for supplements, they've been to a doctor with some tests, and they're trying now to take all these pieces and bring them together into an integrated plan of care. And that's a difficult thing to do.
Leslie, how long do you spend, at least on an initial visit, with the assessment? And then what is the ongoing approach that you have in terms of frequency?
So at the first appointment, I spend 90 minutes with the patient.
90 minutes?
Dr. Hopkins and I deliberately set the initial appointment at 90 minutes because we are trying to pull in a lot of different information. There's the results of the physical that Dr. Hopkins has done and the testing that she's done. So looking at all kind of that testing, considering the testing that's already been done before they've come to this practice, talking to the person. I think I spend the first 20 minutes of the visit just listening. So people can say, this has been my experience. I know I have all these health issues. This is what's the highest priority for me.
Well, that's interesting you say listening, because I think from a patient point of view, their biggest criticism is that, especially if they have a chronic disease or a chronic condition, that they're not being heard because they keep describing what they're going through. And unless it's beyond empathy, it's really being an active listener.
And that's why our first appointments are longer. We need to not only pull in a lot of clinical information, but we also need to just take time to listen. The patient, they probably bring some of the most important information. They've lived the experience. They have that knowledge beyond what the test shows. What's helped them, what hasn't helped them. What makes them feel better, what makes them feel worse. And that's a gold mine of information. If you can take the time to actually listen to it, it's just as valuable as any lab test or scan that the patient might bring to you.
Then what is the ongoing visitation that you see with these patients?
At the first 90-minute visit, I synthesize a lot of the information and put together a high-level plan. Here are some things you can start to do from a nutrition standpoint. Here are the supplements that will be most valuable to you. People might come here not only on 15 medications, but on 15 supplements. And they're almost at the point where I can't take all this anymore. It's like a meal to take my pills. And so we pare that down. My goal at the end of the first meeting with each patient is to have a doable starting point. To set the, as I say, let's set the landscape. This is where we're going. This is the first step today. And it is with the expectation that the patient's going to come back within a month, 3 to 4 weeks generally, for a 45-minute follow-up appointment. At that appointment, I meet with them initially for about the first half hour, and then Dr. Hopkins will come in for the remainder of the visit and will review with her. This is where the progress has been. Here are still the main issues. This is the game plan that we're thinking. And then Dr. Hopkins brings her medical expertise in terms of, yes, but let's amend this. Or I want to order this test too. Or, okay, let's decrease this medication. Here's the safe way to do it. So it's really this blending of bringing in the medical expertise as well so we can make the changes that need to be made in a safe way, moving the patient towards health.
Hi, it's Ted, taking a second to remind you that The Genius of Wellness is your place for interesting podcasts, tips for living a healthier life, and doctors who provide a personal approach to healthcare. You can find it all, plus make an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. Now, back to our conversation. Why don't more doctors have a tag team with somebody like Leslie, who's this superstar nutritionist, as part of their team in-house?
The first place is a knowledge barrier for doctors in that they don't even know that nutrition and food and some of these other lifestyle things really do have a meaningful impact on people's health.
Wait, today, doctors, come on, that just seems so ridiculous.
It does. And I think that there's a lot of lip service that's given in medical school and in our medical training to the idea that, yes, exercise in general is helpful. And yes, what you eat matters and you need to stay away from junk food. But it doesn't get particularly sophisticated. It's not just challenging for patients, it's actually challenging for doctors as well, because the science behind nutrition has been confusing, to say the least. There are lots of different approaches to food and what the right diet is for the right person and at the right time in their life. And there's been a lot of conflicting ideas out there. And really what you need is someone who can kind of help you synthesize all the ideas and pull the best ideas for you in your life and put it together for you in your own plan in front of you. And that takes a lot of coordinated work by someone who's really invested a lot of time into trying to understand the issue.
Yeah, I found one of the more interesting exercises. First is when I'm interviewing a patient, I'll say to them, tell me the last time you felt great. And that's a great starting point. The second one is journal what you eat. I don't even care if it's for 3 days because we repeat ourselves constantly. So just do 3 days. And if you don't want to journal it, take pictures of it. If it's too much work to write it down. And that always is an eye-opener because before people do that, they will say, I've read about every diet. I've done them all. I said, that's okay. Let's just go through what you're doing now. I had one woman, she said, oh, I'm doing such a wonderful job. I said, oh, that's great. She said, here's my breakfast. I said, oh, that's beautiful. Are those blueberries? Yes, yes, blueberries with strawberries. I said, well, there's white stuff all over it. And she says, oh, that's the sour cream.
Oh,
there's no carbs in it, so I knew I could put the sour cream on there. I went, okay, back to the drawing room, back in the room. But you see how people believe they're doing the right thing, and that's the guidance they need. And that takes time. You got to go back in the room and why we're not going to load sour cream on all of our vegetables and our fruit.
Leslie, let's get back to the Chinese supplements, were they, that the chiropractor
gave me, yeah.
Gave you?
I still don't know what they were to this day.
And you didn't die. That's the important thing.
But, you know, it was scary. So I also understand, you know, when patients come here and they want to try something different, that you need to establish a rapport with them. You need to give them time. They need to have a comfort level, and that not everybody can change everything at once. And so part of what I think we do well here is to take people step by step through through the treatment plan that is best for them in a way that they can do it. I always say to patients, this is where it comes in, where your particular style is so important, and we have to honor that. Some people like to dip their toe into the pool and slowly get in. Other people do a cannonball. Either way works, but what is most manageable for you? Because the last thing we want to do is have people leave here with some exhaustive plan which they feel like I can't possibly do this and it's just going to cause me more stress. So I think we're really good at working with our patients to put in place a manageable plan.
Can you recall the feeling you had when you walked out of that chiropractor's office in Cambridge with supplements that were written in Chinese and you being a medical professional and thought, what am I actually going to take these or am I going to just toss them?
I did think that. And even before, when I walked in the office, the scariest part was, I hate to admit this, but the man, the chiropractor, had a ponytail. And I wasn't used to seeing doctors with ponytails.
I've had a ponytail before.
I have too.
And so when I walked in and he came out of the exam room in a white coat, looking very professional, but this big ponytail, he put his hand out and said, hello, I'm Dr. So-and-so. And I said, I think I'm in the wrong place. It just came out of my mouth. I usually have a pretty good filter, but I was so taken aback by literally this, you know, to the end of his torso ponytail. I was like, I think I'm in the wrong place. And he luckily probably got this before from another patient and said, just come in and sit down. It'll be okay.
Boy, talk about him almost also being a therapist for you. Pat, a light bulb is going off over my head about your practice. And it just seems that you've got a menu that has more pages than the ordinary doctor.
It's like a Chinese restaurant. Sorry. I couldn't help myself. I'll have what's on page 13.
Well,
halfway down the list.
But it seems that other doctors, yes, they have a menu, but their appetizers are things that you would have on the main course with Leslie here.
Sure. I just gave somebody the prescription. They had to go out of their house every morning at 7:30 and for 10 minutes let the light shine on them to reset their pineal gland to go to sleep.
One of the reasons that I work here is because there's really a belief here. I think we all really believe that our bodies are meant to be well, and that when we all at some points in our lives develop illnesses, but it's really just the body's out of balance. And if we can work with you to help discover with you why your unique body got out of balance and how we can, in the most gentle way, help bring it back into balance, then that was like a good day at work. There's an intellectual curiosity here. I'm surrounded by really smart doctors who I learn something from every time I ask a question, and who are always generous with their time and their knowledge to bring us all up a notch to help our patients even more. And I think we all share here an intellectual curiosity. We're always listening to webinars and podcasts and sharing information, and Pat and I swap CDs of things we're going to listen to on the car ride home to educate ourselves even better, because the amount of information out there, it's sobering. We all each try to take a chunk of it and update each other with the goal of bringing up our game another notch.
Well, I would think the doctors here, and I know the doctors here, say that the feeling is mutual, that they feel lucky to have you here too. Thanks for the great conversation, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Genius of Wellness. If you like our podcast, do us a favor. Share it with your friends and family and write a review on this podcast channel. It'll help more people find us. The Genius of Wellness is brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. See you next time.